Chetri Mishnah 7, Hachamarin Shiyu Ivrim Benahar, donkey drivers who are carrying on their donkeys their sacks of grain, and they're crossing a river, but Naflu Sakain Lamam, and the sacks fall into the water, off the donkey into the water. Im Samchu, if they're happy that the sacks are getting wet, that's they're happy with that, then the wheat in the sacks, the grain or whatever is in the sacks, is rendered susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, same swara, Yev Shashil Ismach, it's impossible that they're not happy, Ela Im Hafchu, they've got to do something, for example, they've got to like turn the sack over in the water to make sure all the sides get wet, that only then is it susceptible to impurity. Hayu Raglav Malayos Tit, next case, the person's feet are full of mud. V'chein raglei behemto, and so too the feet of his animals were full of mud. Avar benahar, and then he passes through a river. Im samach, if he's happy that his feet are getting washed off, then any water that's left afterwards on his feet or his animals' feet, the chiyutan, will be make something else. If that then touches produce, it will then make the produce susceptible to impurity. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, again, Eif Shah Shalol Ismach, it's impossible that he's not happy. Ela im Amad Vahidiach, he's got to do something like stop and wash in the river. He's got to like stop and wash his feet off in the river. Only then will the water left over be able to make something else impure. Ba'adam ubebahema tma, and says Rabbi Yehuda, in the case of a human or a non-kosher animal, La'olam tama, it is always impure, whether he washed his feet or not, ki yutan will apply. So the reason that he gave above is only for kosher animals, that he has to stop and he has to do something. So they bring over here, he brings in the Kati, he doesn't bring a differentiation in the Mishnah. What's the difference between kosher animals and humans and non-kosher animals? Rav Yehuda doesn't bring that. And he brings out three or four Rishonim over here who offer up an answer to this. We'll just take one of them. The Maharam says kosher animals are intended for eating. That's what a kosher animal is intended for. So it doesn't matter if its feet remains dirty. Not so humans or non-kosher animals that are used for riding, carrying loads, etc. There the dirt disturbs a person and disturbs the animal. And one is certainly pleased when the water rinses off the feet. So there he doesn't have to do any further action, according to Rabbi Yehuda. But when it comes to kosher animals, so that he doesn't mind if the animal's feet are dirty because he's going to shecht it and eat it. So only if he does something more and washes off the feet, only then will it be susceptible to impurity, the water that remains it. That's according to the Maharam.